Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 21st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metamoa frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa is said to be on his way home after cutting short his European tour in order to address protests in the Southern African nation. Some Zimbabweans, including Japhet Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, have been arrested in connection with the protests last week over the high cost of living.
Indications are that some people have gone into hiding as armed state security agents allegedly continue beating up people at their homes while looking for looted goods. The United Nations and other organizations have condemned the crackdown on protesters in Zimbabwe, saying the government should exercise restraint.
At the same time, a High Court judge has ruled that the state security minister had no right to order internet providers to shut down the internet last week. Police say only three people died in the protests, while non-governmental organizations claim that at least 12 Zimbabweans were killed and up to 600 arrested by the police.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Yebo mahlaba zulu siyahlangana namhla ke ngomvulo lapho esikhuluma khona ngokwezakala elizweni leZimbabwe. Sizokuthwa ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sesukile lapha kade khona eKazakhstan lapha kume khona ukhambo lakhe lwezwekazi leAfrica leEurope sebuyela ke ekhaya kulandela ke ukuthi kona ngale ke eZimbabwe ngani sokuzalela ingwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa sesikhangela okwenzakalayo abantu kuthiwa bayakhahlanyezwa kakhulu ngamasotsha nangamapholisa. Kubikwa ukuthi-ke kulabantu abathathu abafileyo nxa kukhulunywa ngamapholisa. Kodwa-ke abazimele bodwa bathi kulabantu abalitshumi lambili asebefile. Kuye kuze ngokuthi kuphinde futhi ukuthi abayi-600 babotshiwe. Ye, nxa sikhangela futhi njalo kulabantu sibili abangani bachothoza okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Lokhu kugoqela ke i-United Nations, kuzobuya ke uhulumende weMelika, kuzobuya njalo lohulumende weBrithani. Kube sokubuya ke lenhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu ezinto okwenzakala eZimbabwe akuvunyelwa. Namhla ke sikhuluma nje khona manje umthethwandaba we-High Court uthe khonoku kuvimba ubulembu obe-intanethi lobokuxhumayo na lokho kwabo-Facebook labo-Twitter, i-social media nxa singakutshaya ngesilungu. Uthe ujaji uthe akukho emthethweni, so ngakho kumele kuvule khona manje namhlanje. Sikhuluma nje bese sibona isibili abantu sebephosiphosela akade bekuphosela kuwhatsapp kuzobuya-ke endaweni ezijeneyo. So-ke khonapha-ke nxali lokukhona lifuna usithumezela khona lisithumezele sibili lathi sizathaba kakhulu. Lingakhohlwa phela i-WhatsApp number yethu u-01-202-465-0318. Kunjalo kwanti
duwe zvinhu zvinakunyatsomira zvakanaka munyika zviri kuramba zvichingoita pidigori zvichidini zvichidini. Saka nhasi toda kuti titarise zvekare kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, kuti mauto ari kufambisa zvinhu sei, uye zvekuti vanhu vari kufungei nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Ndo nyaya yatoda kuti tikurukure nhasi. Mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanonzi vari munzira kudzokera kuZimbabwe kuti vanogadzirisa zvinhu izvo zvinenge zvakaita manya mamire nerongo, asi tiri kunzwazve zvakare kuti vanhu vari kusungwa vazhinji vakavanda kuti vasabatwa namapurisa kana namauto zvisanganisa munyori mukuru weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vaJafet Moyo ava vananzi vakasungirwa paairport vachibva mhiri kwamakungwa kwavakanga vashanya. Iko zvino tinonzwa kuti masecurity agents vari kuramba vachirova vanhu vachitora vanhu mudzimba vachivarova zvino zvakonzera kuti sangano reUnited Nations ritaure kuti zviri kuitika izvi hazvina kunaka uyezve richikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti deni yarega kuramba ichiita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Mapurisa vanoti kunongova nevanhu vatatu chete vakafa mukuratidzira kwakaitika svodo rapera, asi masangano akazvimiririra vanoti kune vanhu vanosvika gumi nevaviri vakafa uyezve vanhu vanosvika mazana matanhatu 600 evanhu vanonzi vakasungwa nemapurisa. Ndiyo nyaya yatiri kuda kutarisa zviri kuramba zvichiitika muZimbabwe kuti tipananewo mashoko tiudzane zviri kuitika uyezve kuda kuti pamwe tingauya nenzira yekuti zvinhu zvacho zviitire vanhu nyore. Kana muchida kuti mupinde muchirongwa ichi kana mune zvimwe zvamuda kutaurawo motifonera pa 001 kana kutitumira meseji pa 001 202 619 2077 isu tichakufonerai kuti mugotaura zvamunenge muchida kutaura.
Yeah, so when President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced that he was leaving Europe for Zimbabwe, he actually sent out a tweet, and it read that this tweet was sent yesterday. I quote, "In light of the economic situation, I'll be returning home after a highly productive week of bilateral trade and investment meetings. We will be aptly represented in Davos by Minister of Finance Mthuli Ncube. The first priority is to get Zimbabwe calm, stable, and working again." So he sent this tweet yesterday, and after sending the tweet, then we saw that we understand he's actually left Kazakhstan and is on his way to Zimbabwe. So okay, Zulukanda basi yezukuti uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usesukile ngokuzwa kwethu eKazakhstan selubhekise ekhaya. So kona ngale eDavos kade kumele angene umhlangano weWorld Economic Forum lapho kuhlangana khona phela inkokheli yomhlaba yakukhuluzwa khona ezomnotho. At the same time, we saw that in the Sunday news, George Charamba, the presidential spokesperson, was actually quoted as saying, I quote, "The government will not stand by while such narrow interests play out so violently. The response so far is just a foretaste of things to come." So this is exactly a quote from the Sunday Mail. So now then, Charamba also indicated in a press conference that all this that is happening was mainly exacerbated by some so-called rogue elements. And in one of the quotes, she says, before the quote, you know, she says people stole uniforms, army uniforms, and used those for other purposes. So then in the quote, she says, "Some of these uniforms worn by criminals were seized by rogue elements during the recent riots in Epworth and Chekutu. A case in point is the recent arrest of 5 armed robbers in Epworth, Harare, on 14 January 2019, who were using police and military regalia to commit armed robberies after hiring vehicles from car rental companies," end quote. So this is exactly what she said. We tried to get hold of her to actually clarify some of these issues, but we couldn't. So, Baba Wande, maybe you can read some of the comments, you know, that people are sending out.
It's very interesting that they should say that some people stole some uniforms and vehicles and weapons and things.
But we can't
like
dispute that. Because we cannot dispute have evidence,
that.
Yeah.
It's just interesting that you know, they should be admitting to such a thing. You know, it would have been a very normal thing to do and say someone broke into the armory and stole some guns or, you know, vehicles or uniforms and things like that. But to wait until a situation like this arises, this sounds very, very familiar. If you remember the August 1 killings, that this thing came up as well.
that some people who were wearing uniforms but not belonging to the military.
Maybe they're taking this from what happened in Marondera, where the reports that people overran a police station and seized some tear gas canisters and seized some uniforms and all those kind of things. I'm not saying that I'm supporting that.
No, no,
I'm speaking on behalf of the police. No. What I'm saying is some of these issues that they may be talking about are, you know, related to this and that. What are people saying?
What I find interesting is
on Facebook, what people are saying.
The avoidance of dealing with the situation, the matter at hand, and to try to bring in other other issues. We already have a lot of people. Some are not sending comments yet. They are just saying that they are watching. Samantha Chaukura in Cape Town. Also, Sarah Mazengera also is watching from South Africa. And Mildred Kasirori from Kappa. I'm not sure where that is. And this Ishmael Ndebele also. We are sending, a message to say he's watching. And, Angus Charuma says, and he's giving us his phone number. We are going to try to get him so that we can share his opinions. Innocent Matsina is criticizing Mrs. Charamba, saying that she's lying. Emmanuel Nyakonda, no inquiry this time. I don't know. He suspects that there is already talk about establishing an inquiry before the other one has even been really. Yes, yeah. Anyway,
I guess we've got a caller.
We'll get back to the messages. Yes. There are quite a few.
And interesting. So yes. We've got a caller on the line. Let's see who that caller is. Maybe someone of it.
Yeah. Makadini Parna.
Yeah, Gunjan of it.
Yeah,
Pira Kulum Kulmalovan.
Kulmal is a Pakistan.
Yeah, Mtawin. I want you to go to Wananjan.
Seri katana la bantuana, wangutukuzu wakona kuzima, uba bantaba nini, loma kusiyua kuma vosi kaskuwa, kuti si voto wa suka suwe kangeni. Loma kuje sabeskala, kuto sabeskala, uba sabeskile gini, ndio sana kusikuna from kuma vosi kuzo kuzofika maje, lati sabeskile lakon. So, ma ngiti ya kangeni, kuti uguze kulunga kuza banzima, uba anje nye nja agiti yonke, haiki nja ekona la panelizwe. Abadala laba bekhona makuthwa kuyalungisilize khona ukuvotele abakwazi ukuthi bavotele utshintsho kuba nzima ukuthi baze baqondisise ukuthi kwenzakalani yini e-right abangayenza thina intsha sabe sigcwele iganga lonke leli singenakweyo ukuthi singavota sithini so kuba kusenzakala into eziso manje sijika thina sisola nethina sivota singanjani singakwazi ukuthi esingakwenza yikuthi yikho ngisithi mina ukuthi kube nokubamba leli zweni yikho kunga dalu kuti kube lochintsho kodwa makusase so labantu abangaphandle bakwakhona ukuthi bavote balungise from ekuqaleni kuzaba nzima vele ukuthi utshintsho luvele libe khona ukuze kulungile izwe and masithi siyakhangela manje kusiya phambili ngodlamo lukhona nje elizweni langendlela egovernment lubamba khona izinto angiboni ukuthi kuzaba lochintsho
kuzani and what activists say are widespread human rights abuses. The human rights scene
Yes, 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 ifamily yakhe umntwana one 25 years uhlala 1000 away from unkosikazi wakhe. Akuthi vele into zakhona zizanzima laba basekhaya ukuthi bezehlala ekhala ngokulunge bengathi bazange ukuthi bakhuluma kuba lento zifana nodlamelo lolwamapholisa lamakhotha kodwa masisiyakhayela bona abantu abathi bayalungisa udlamelo luba khona abasuki belungisela umuntu oyedwa ngisho lawo amapholisa namakhotha nalahlumeza abantu
siyabonga kakhulu ke mdaweni phose lokugcina khonapho ngamafishane babo.
Hayi, mina into engingayitho nje ukuthi into besicela ukuthi sihambaneni njengentsha elizweni laseZimbabwe sikwazi ukuthi kungabi lo dlame. Ma i-government ina ingasikhangela ukuthi kungabi lo dlame zonke into zilungise kwela dlame kwazi ukuthi kungaba kuhle kakhulu kungakwazi ukuthi kubanjwane ngaleyo ndlela. Sizameni ukuthi silungise ngendlela enokulunga njalo uma kuwa intweni zisana ngovothi sicalekele sikhulumele ukuthi lapho abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe sike sizame ukuthi bazalele indlela yokuthi singavota njani mhlawumbeni lapho kungaba khona ukuba nentshintsho elizweni ngaleyo ndlela.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke mdaweni ongathinela kusasa ba.
Uyabonga baba Dube.
Yes, siyambonga umdaweni lapho-ke. That is Mr. Smanda. He's saying that you know, he's very sad about what is going on at home, but he wants the right to vote because he says as long as we have people back home who don't want maybe to vote for an alternative, then that's a problem. So he says let's have a different government and maybe things may change. So I guess we've got a caller. So take a caller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Muripo ere parunare.
Tripo.
Tukutawala nani uye murikopi.
Murukutawala na Jenny Panda Aruku Putana Havron.
Makadi nenyo amai.
Tripo makadi.
Tibatirewo ne za munofunga nenyaya ya tina yonasi.
Nyaya yonasi.
Mabanda, unjani mamu ya kulumisi ndebedi.
Ngikuzwile
sibili singana nje akhiliza sibili. So akuthi ukuthi wena ubona njani kwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Akwenzakala eZimbabwe akukho kuhle ngitho ngithela kancane. Ngoba nxathi fanti besivalela i-network. Asikwazi ukuthi sakhuluma njani leso sokuthi mbeni ziyaphila, mbeni abaphilanga singeke sibe kwazi.
Yes, sizokuthiwa-ke i-High Court ite kona kwenziwe nguhulumente akukho emthethweni ukuthi atshele ama-service providers ukuthi bavale i-intanethi. So uthe kuvulwe ke i-intanethi, kuvulwe labo social media, kuyakuthabisa yini khonokho?
Kuyangithabisa kakhulu ngoba sizakwanisa ukubambana leli hlobo labangane konke.
Nxa sisikhangela sibili sijula siya phakathi siya phezulu ngodaba lolu, wena ubona ngazane kwini okungenza ukuthi kulungise koko okuhlupha eZimbabwe?
Indaba le ukuthi silungise vele akho kufuna khona phezulu phezulu bona balungisise bona bodwa phezulu ngale ngokuthi hhayi thina vele siphansi ngakhona nto esingayilungisisi.
So kodwa-ke ngokuya kwesikhathi ubona ngazani kuzalunga yini ngoba abantu kanye ngazani sibili bathuna ukuzilonda abanye lapha abatshaywe kwakwenzakala la kudala lokhuyana usakukhumbula. So-ke khonokho kuthunuka abantu izilonda. So wena ubona ngazani xa kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni?
Lokho ukuthi abantu balimele bathunga izilonda siyakubona sibili kodwa ngokuya ngokuthi i-government ethu sibili sawondayo akulanto ezenzakala ebantwini abanye bethu abalimeleyo ngibazaphunga ukubavukela kuphelele indawo zangikhona ziphunga ukuphelela emoyeni njengenjayelo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke mama phosele ukugcina sibili valelisa abantu khonapho.
Hayi, ngiyathanda ukuvalelisa abalaleli ndikhuluma lo Janet Bando sebutwana kwele Gaborone. Ngiyabonga,
sibonga kakhulu ke Janet Bando ungathina kusasa. Yeah, so that is Janet Bandler. She's crying out loud, really, about the internet shutdown. And she says, you know, if the government has decided, if the High Court has made that kind of ruling, it's good news that there are some other people who can always say something that is different from what the government does. So she's happy, but she was saying, you know, they were not able to connect with their relatives back home because of the shutdown.
Yeah, that was a very...
So I guess we've got a caller. Let's take another caller.
Yes. Muripo, eriparu nare?
Diripo, diripo, mkoma, kadiripo, mkoma.
Diri nani chaizo, murikupiko?
Dirimu, entri mjohani zbegumo.
Yeah, tirikuta ora nani?
Na la modondo.
Eh makadiko vadondo.
Ah ngokutanga zvikutomurana namo tiri muno mujoni mwana wamai.
Ah veduwe titaurirewo zvamunofunga tinzwe.
Ndachimbona hangu sekuti dai masoja namapurisa amboonawo kuti vanhu veruzhinji vasina kuzama kuti tiyatogarisanawo zvinhu zvakanaka tigari zvakanaka munyika ka asi ivo vari kuda kuramba vachingoshandisiwa nehurumende kubva kudhara kwese kuti tiwanewo mayusa titambirewo mari dzakanaka havasi kuzviona zvezvo zvizvo vanhu varida kumiramira kuti vanhu vanyatse kutambira mari dzakanaka but ivo varitosvika vachitouraya vanhu vachirova vanhu zvakaipa sereki izvo zvinotowachiri mazuku hazvina kutomira zvakanaka izvozvo vamasoja akangozara aaekaibva kwese kwese hatsomouzika kuti zviri kufamba sechazvo chaizvo zvino zvinogwadza mani zviri kuitika kuzimbabwe izvi
chii chaka
kana iri yenyaya ndiri kuhwaya tisagwapa iri kuda sokubuda weyo iye kuti hamene wokuti kudanenge namhanyisa wokuti zvakamira sezvatinongova zvingotagwa taugwa izvi kuti kwanzi ye vashamisa shaita prime minister hatiiri zvakadaro isusu hatitori takawina maelections zvakanakanaka hatiri takakwira bhazi kubhadhara bhazi kuno votera vashamisa takunzwazi toita zvekubatanidzwa nezanup f zvaita se zanup f ichingouraya vanhu kubva kudhara makore ose so a 37 now andine 37 years kubva 1981 ndichingotongwa nezanup f nanhasi tichingotongwa nepasi pezanup f tiri kubatwa zvakazvisakururama kana zvamutose right now maindia ringonditevedzesa in and out homend awe tichingovasouth africa tico sanyayakanyika dzamwe dzichingobudirira kwedu nyika dzichingofa isichingova kuno south africa kunoko kusana yapera namarori sofa right now izvozvo tikurovama 3-4 lods debeg tiakubudirisawo nyika yedu tichingourayiwa namaindia kunoko hatina kana option toenda kubuka totizira tiakwatichatizira izvozvo tiri kunzwanzi tatava kubhadhara matax kana munhu ari kusouth africa kana ari kupi shuwa ingava nyika nyika yakanaka weiyoyo ingabhadhara tax yekuti naenda kusakabasa kwausadzi kwenyika shuwa zvikaita zvinha vedu wei haa vedu wei zvimwe zvinhu ngavaone vatigwire kuti tisi vanhava vedu wei ngavatigwire tisi vanhava tatambura isusu tiri kutambudzwa namaindia musouth africa munomu
matatiri
mhanyisa nemarlod zvikaitizvoaindia chiti kuwadza nevalods panapa
mataura nyaya mataura vadondo 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 mataura nyaya yekwachirumanzu chii chaitika kwachirumanzu chii chakaitika kwachirumanzu
vanhu vane vanhu vari kunzi kwanzi kwakafa vanhu vatatu but vanhu vakava kune kuti vanoumwe vanotozavo vakatofawo kumaraindi kwedu vanga variko kubhuruwayoko iko kuchinge zvakafa vanhu vatatu masoja ari kwakangozara zara mumakomo kuti ari kuita chii hauzivi ari kuitachii pamagrosa pose kungosvika pona nafiopio pose anongova masoja hatizvi zvii zvose zviya zviya isusu kuna ati kana vachida zvehondo zvozvongofamba sei zvinhu ngazvitaurirwa ni zvakanaka zvoitwa zvakanaka kana vatadza kutongwa ngavachisiyawo vanogona vazviitewo tikukwanisawo kudzoka kumbawo tigarewo nao takakudawo musha iduwo isusu takaa tikavhota va kuti zvikudzinyira vatakavhota zvachona izvozvo zvogobatsira chi hazvibatsirika izvozvo nai vakomana hakuzvirugareko basa riri kugwadza mudhara basa riri kugwadza namarori debenjobek nerori sowa pana zvinogwadza veduwei haiwa maindia ari kushandisa andotorera advantage kuti kana usingadi rova pasi and then tova no work no pay kana ukarova one day mari yatokatiwa pachina chavo chawana
vadondo tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu ndinoshuwa kuti vazhinji vateerera vanohwa zvamataura ndinoimba kutizve pane vamwe vane maexperience akaita senyu tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu
Yeah.
Mr. Donde here is quite agitated. He says that the army of all people should teach people to get along instead of them being in the forefront of increasing violence in the country. He does not want to hear anything about the government of national unity because the elections were very, very clear as to who the people voted for. So they don't expect that they can be unified by ZANU-PF. But he's encouraging, especially the army, to be able to sit down and talk to the people for, that they are saving rather than to use this kind of tactics.
We've got so many people that are following us, and if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe. Before I read the messages, I guess we've got a caller. Take the caller.
Makadini, any partner?
Yes, I'm feeling for it. Unjan.
I'm corners in the Zambakanjan.
I'm Bichan Funkuman is slow, but
I'm no man as long as it's shown as the very slow with chair was in Yanja, but as long as the wood bag is.
Yeah, Kalsa only Molfuna.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm going to say thank you very much for giving me such an opportunity. My name is Vuka Vukam. I just want to give you thank you for allowing me to speak on the program. Point number one, me and you, we can appreciate and accept the fact that the situation on the ground back home is deteriorating every single day. And I think the show itself should, we should start having conversation on how can we help people on the ground, number one, and number two, how can we avoid, because we know the soldiers are killing people, they're abducting people, there is no need for them to be on the street. So we have got reports that are coming, saying people are, even women are being raped as well. You know, I spoke to a woman who was actually raped. You know, so I know So we, if we've got an opportunity to try and help people on the ground, either to run away from the situation, or it is, I don't know what your take, it's reached a point whereby it's either we run or we fight. One thing, we cannot fight because we don't have the weapons. As soon as we don't have the weapons, just like the soldiers. So the only option we have is to run. Most of the people, they have run into the mountains. And now, like the caller we have just come out said, they are even in the mountains. So where are the people going to run to? So we are in the horns of the dilemma. And the best thing we can do is maybe to seek for international community to intervene. You know, people can have to start screaming, the guys who are outside the country, because we are a little bit safer. I know you guys don't want to get involved in politics, but you have got people on the ground. You've got, and I think it is now the right time for each and every one of us to help out, to be on the duty of assisting the guys who are on the ground. The things that are happening on the ground right now, I don't want to talk about it because we all know what's going on that ground. So my appeal to the nation is may we come up with dialogues, may we come up with I've seen petitions going around, people signing petition, even the petition that caused Emmerson Mnangagwa not to go to Davos, it was generated by the public. So there you go. Abantu bayahlangana wanarusangana and laba ukuthi indebelo umshona umhlobo bani amankazana amafana abadoda zwese, you know. So Zimbabwe is united at the moment, and I applaud Zimbabwe people for the resilience and the resistance they've shown so far. And Zimbabwe will never be again. And lastly to say is, at the moment, there is factionalism between ZANU-PF. And also there is obviously the general public, which is obviously worried about the deteriorating of economy, the rise of fuel. And the civilians are caught now in between ZANU-PF fights. They are suffering.
So what is the solution? What is the solution to all this? Is running away a solution?
Look, this is what I said. We have got to be honest with you, we've got two options. There's solutions for people on the ground, and there's solutions for people outside the ground. On the outside the ground, me and you, it is our responsibility to start petitioning. Like I said, we've got petitions. We can ask for international community help. If you look at a story for the, I'll give you a homework. It's called the Solomon Islands. The Solomon Islands, they had exactly the same situation we find ourselves in right now. And I'm actually giving you, says I don't know you, I've never spoken to you, but I'm giving you a task. I think this, and I feel very embarrassed to give you a task. Solomon Islands, how did they acquire their freedom as citizens? I think this is the route we need to take as Zimbabweans. But what is urgent? Let's talk about what is urgent. What is really, really urgent right now on the ground? people are being picked up. If you know you are an MDC supporter, if you know that you have had, you have rubbed feathers with the government before, I think this is the time you actually run for the mountains, for the closest country. Ask for your for your friends or for your relatives who are outside. Go to Zambia, go to Mozambique, go to South Africa, Baleka. This message, what I'm telling you right now, will save one or two people.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. We really appreciate that you joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So thank you so much, and have a good night. Yeah, thank you so much. You heard what the caller was saying. Mm. So now I think we've got another caller. Let's take this caller.
Muripo Ereparu Nare.
Oh, Muripo.
Tukutawala nani?
Na Jafu na Shumba.
Na Washumba. Washumba, murikupi. Tipe o fukwa zenyu.
Muripo South Africa. Muripo Batikana. Shukuru nesili kuitika. Asi. Imini maikonzeni ndiye kuti. Why Britain and America is just keeping quiet on our situation and our chief advisor? Asiyo wachisira pati zimwe nyika zvakaita na DRC kuti ma election akatohwinwa nemunhu is just going immediately
maga
ndiri kubatikana zvikuru
maga mchida kuti paitwe chii apa maga mchida kuti America kana kuti Britain idini
mafungira angu samamwe manzira atachingoita kuti vanhu vari kupandukirana pandukirana ndinga ndichifunga kuti mukomana unonzi Dambudzo uyu dai angotaura chokwadi kuti ini maelection ndakaryiwa oudza mukadzi anonzi Chikumba kuti budisa chokwadi
ndo zvamunofunga kuti zvingabatsira
mafungira angu obva audza futi yasichingu youya wokutonga nyaya kuti iwe kutonga nyaya sezvakanaka vatonga vakatendekerwa futi sezvawakaitwa paya ndiri umwe umwe munhu akatoshandisa mari yangu kuenda kunovhota ndichifunga kuti zvinhu zvingatinakira but hei saka maizviuya always scared kuti vana kana kuti mai kana ani unogona kukomuka akafa
ehe aiwa tinonzwa
asi maikonzeni yachainde kuti Britain neAmerica must take action wokwatiri kwete zvokuti vanomanyira kune dzimwe nyika tozoita zvokuti hatizooni kuti isu chii chiri kuitika uyevo I'm worried kuti uri is the president munhu anofamba nendege woita seanofamba nechitima chamarasha
vanonoka kusvika
vatononokesa kubva sure vachidzimbodzoka
tinoseka kwete kuti tiri kuseka zviri kuitika munyika tiri kuseka matauriro amuri kuita ndiwo ari kutisetsa pano ndoda kuti munzwisise kuseka kwatiri kuita
kana ini handisi kusima kai samuri kutaura zvakashata tiri kuuyana sei maonero angu shuwa chero dei tiri chitima chamarasha handiti chionzwa
kuti vakairwa ndege yakadhura dhura samari ingadiri yasvika kare aiwa ngatitarisirei zvichaitika mumaawa akati ari kuuya zvatanzwa kuti vagurisira rwendo rwavo pakati kuti vadzoke kumba
asi shoko rangu rokupedzisira mwari hazi wemunhu wani
ehe
mwari anofanira kubatsira Zimbabwe this is the time nokuti mwari akataura achiti kana vanhu vangu vandani zita rangu vakazvininipisa vakasiya zvakaipa zvavo ndichapodza nyika yavo uye ndichavaregerera so we are demanding him kuti zvaakataura mumagwaro matsvene ngazviitike
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu vashumba tinotenda chaizvo
murambe muchindibatawo vakomana
aiwa tichaedza chaizvo tichaedza
ndine mumwe unonzi Brian unoda kutaura
ya ngavauye vangoita muchidimbo
halo kwazivai makadi
tiri pedu mukoma Brian titaurirewo zvamunofunga
inini maonero angu nemafungiro tashungurudzika zvikuru nenyaya iri kuitika iyi nhau yemasoja mapurisa ekupfurwa kwevanhu kukuwara nekusungwa zvaakuratidza kuti kunge vanhu vari munyika isiri yavo ngevatorwa ivo vanhu vari munyika yavo masoja ndevehondo kwakomana mapurisa ndekuchengetedza runyararo zvino kana taakisirwe masoja manje zvinhu zvacho zvarema
zvarema aiwa
zvarema zvogwadza shuwa
aiwa
tarisire yedu nemunyengetero ngokuti zvinhu zviite zvakanaka tigonodzoka tisimudzire nyika yedu dzoke payanga iyi
chokwadi Aiwa.
Nuru darodazo nagawa zaimba. Nakuanza kupiza. Ndakaye nanimari ya naga indana aljibu kuno South Africa kende koko kushiko jitingi haitangi jisimende haji.
Hai.
So, zirukuru waza.
Tinote ndazukuru mkwa mabra Brighton na masho kwenyu.
Hai.
Tinoe, ya, tinoe mba.
Mbarenda ukomborele.
Mashita chaezo, tinoe mba mchawa kwanisa enyu kupeza imba enyu. Mashita chaezo.
Anditika.
Hai,
wazuneta.
Mr. Shumba here is saying that the United Kingdom and the United States should intervene to bring a little order like they do in other countries. He is worried that most of the time when Zimbabwe is in difficulty, these two countries seem to stand back instead of getting really involved. Mm-hmm. And he's given the example of the DRC where all this interest is being shown after the elections. And he's saying that they should have done the same thing when Zimbabwe held its elections.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worried about the slow travel of the president that he seems to be using an old Bombera kind of transport to get back home, but he's saying that he should get back home right now and take care of this
situation.
Mess. Yeah. So those are the views that we got from Mr. Shumba and Brighton.
Yes, so there are some people, like I indicated on Facebook. Maxwell Munyanya says, can you phone me, guys, right now? And then Sola Welensky or Wesley says, go to Shua Internet. So he's saying, why did the government shut down the internet? So that's a big question mark.
That's a question mark.
And then we've got Ozia Sinzua who says, call me, please, guys. Leticia Tarubinga says, I can feel this last caller. It's painful, Zeshua, but don't.
Yes,
and then, so and Maxwell still says, can you call me now? Then Tandani Mkondisi Ngobe, upalile lapho ukuthi ukuchayana lokubulalana lokuvala internet osokulungiswa awasokulungisa ilizwe kumele kwenziwe ngendlela engcono. So uyakhuluma khona, I guess we've got another caller. Maybe
makadini ko parnare
ndiripo makadi muri kutaura na mana nda ku South Africa makadi mese ne vari kuzimbabwe nemewe vari kunze kwenyika
tiri nani chaizvo munoda kushandisa rurimi rupi?
Ndinokwanisa kushandisa ndimi nhatu.
Naika taura sarudzai yamunoda mutipo pfungwa dzenyu.
I've been listening very careful since the opening of the program. People talking about the pain they are going through, and people were talking of so many things that the government did against the people. But I think I've got, I just want to talk about the way forward, which I believe possible it might restore order in the country. Sikolome into ekwenza ukuthi siya phambili. Singayenza njani ukuthi sibe abantu basekhaya, sibambane, sibone ukuthi ilizwe lingaphumelela kanjani. Iyayo kubona ukuthi kuchitiko chakaitika panguva yakadarika. Zveshuwa pane zvakawandawo zvakakanganisika. Vanhu vane kodzero yekunotaridzira zvinenge zvavanenge vachinyonyota. Mutemo unovabvumira. Chisingabvumidzwi nemutemo kuita violence. Nokuti muviolence munobuda zvakawanda, munogona kuzobuda madzi akafanana nokuti papa vane urongwa hwekuda kukudubura hurumende. Remember, panoitika zvinhu zvakadaro, mune vamwewo vanotora machances kuda kuedza kuita zvisina chimero chakanaka munyika. So I've been thinking kuti as soon as the president come back home, it is my thinking, I'm too far away from the circles of ZANU-PF. In regards that, I'm a ZANU-PF supporter. I left ZANU-PF, the country 2000. And besides, I left the country around 2000. I never associated with any other political party other than ZANU-PF, where I grew up, which I joined in the early 76. Now, my point that I want to say is, I think there are many organizations need to be involved when the president comes back, so that the people will be aware that the country does not have money. What is it that the government want to do for it to make their own people to survive? I think the civil society need to be invited, the leaders of the churches, all political parties. In fact, if the delegates can come as far as to 4,500 of all the leaders, that has to do with the passionate of the country. Those people must sit down and come up with a solution. But for those who are saying ZANU-PF must go, I extremely disagree. They can only go after the election if ZANU-PF has also admitted that, yes, we have lost the election. But if the Electoral Commission has declared them as the winner, and then we need to be united. Baba wande, ndoda kukubunza emubunzo unoti. Kumusha kwenye kamuno vaini. Kana maa kuinda kunorora. Mukazuri oti maa kunorora kuya kukasika mwe muna. Chitaura masoko anotizo. Kwa muda kunorora uku. Hakuna chimirocha kanaka. Mumusha mumune ngozi. Mucha inda ere kuda kunorora ikuku.
Paka woma ipapo.
Paka woma. Ndozi nechete zaitika mkatimi yika medu. Comrade Mnangagwa can go as far to any country wherever he can think of getting any assistance. As long as mnikatiti nevangu vanoti, ay, musabudisa, hakuna marino ya mnika. Recently, if not by mistake, 3 to 4 months ago, China has promised to give some billions. Up to now, that money is still locked inside their reserves. Meanwhile, bonu kuti rina abantu bachi Zimbabwe siyaqhabangana kakhulu siyazondana. Asi, we are not even united. If we are united, we will win. We will come out of this mess. Recently, also, you guys of VOA, he has been going throughout the whole country. He has been going through the whole country. Jeremiah, if I'm not mistaken. Vachikurukura nezvenhau yokuti makambanzi amunawo munzvimbo dzenyu aya kubvapa akatanga kuita akambokuitira ichii maibvunza zvinhu zvakafanana naizvozvo muchiti makaitirwa zvakafanana nei zvese izvozvo zvakanamatidzwa pana vamunangagwa asi munokanganwa kuti vamugabe ndo vakanga varipo makadi kubvunza muchiti vamugabe zvavakanga vachimbotonga panguva yavakanga varipo Shabani mani yakaitira chii vanhu vokwamazviwa bhindura yakaitira chii vanhu vokubhindura zvichingodaro but today zvinoita sokuti vamunangagwa ndivo vakaita kuti zvinhu zvese zvisafamba zvakanaka ngatiregerei kudaro ini ndinofunga kuti sevanhu vomuzimbabwe hongu kurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vemauto hakupembedzi kuti vanhu vatize misha yavo vachinogara mumasango hakupembedzi But kana ZANU-PF yapuwa mandate navanhu kuti inotonga ndinofungidzira zvezvakare kuti ivo president kana vangosvika munyika ngavashevhe vese vanachamisa ngavagare pasi this is where the maturity mind is needed to be applied
Imbodzwai, stay on the phone. Tinokudzoka kwamuri. Imbomira ipapo. Pane vamwe vari pafoni vatoda kuti tinzwe. Asi rambai muri pafoni. Don't go away. Handitika?
Thank you.
All right. Muripo here parunare?
Ye, kulo muntu wesintwini. Lape cingweni. Sizwe kuti silobani mfowethu. Kunjani cingweni kunapa?
Ngiyaphila mina ibizo lami nguLeonard Ndlovu ngilapha eHavrone eBotswana linjani Dube
Ngiyaphila kakhulu Ndlovini kunjani
Hayi ngiyaphila mina
Ye phosa lakho Ndlovu
Hayi elami sibili lami ngikhala labaningi sithi ukwenza lekhaya ungana akulunganga Kodwa ke isikhalazo sami baba sinjengesomuntu okwakhuluma lapha ukuthi siyakhala sithi okunje sesidubeke sathini thini senza njani ukuthi silungile ilusupo lwami, this guy who is talking about kathesi nxa sikhangela isituation esekhaya silabantu abasekhaya basezingozini zokuthi njengoba sizwa kuthiwa abanye bayathaywa abanye kunjanjani bengilalela lapho ababekhuluma enyuzini bekhuluma ngokuthi abanye sebelahla amagrosari ade bewathethe konke konkwana kulungako kumele sikhangele isayidi lonke so mina into engiyibonayo ikuthi abantu nxa sikhuluma asikhangeleni isituation on the ground ukuthi isituation yethu yiphi as Zimbabweans, what can we do to move forward?
Yeah, so what can we do?
Swallow their pride and come down to reality.
That's right, Lovini.
But ordinary people, abantu abaphuwa.
Forget
about their political orientations. Ukuthi mina ngwe party le lokhu njani. Izinto ezazisithatha isikhathi eside. Thina abanye sasahlala edukeni lobo since 1980. Engxenye abanye kutsha kubo.
Pho kwenzweni Ndlovu?
Nxa ule situation enje.
Kwenzweni Ndlovu?
Very obvious.
Kwenzweni
mfowethu. Into emele ukuthi se yenziwe njengoba indoda lana ekhulumile ukuthi kulabantu abasezingozini kathesi ezokurethwa, ezokuchaywa, ezokubulawa and so forth. Kumele ukuthi situation nxa isinjalo. Nxa kuyikuthi thina we are not in a position to take up those arms and liberate ourselves like ama liberation movement have done. Let's accept that we took our positive measures. How do we save our people on the ground?
While Mr. Ndlovu is saying what he's saying there, you know, he's saying people have to liberate themselves. So let me introduce a certain character here, a person who actually advocated for nonviolence, and that is Martin Luther King. We know that today in America is the Martin Luther King holiday. So what he wanted was a situation where people will actually advocate for issues without having guns, right? Without having guns, but fight against a certain system. So he says he actually experienced racism at the age of 6 because he couldn't play with a white kid. So he said, you know what? That's when I realized that there was a problem. So who was this Martin Luther King? This man actually embodied the U.S. civil rights movement and was assassinated more than 50 years ago on April 4, 1968. So he was actually a man that was fighting against racism and discrimination. So Martin Luther King was born in Atlanta, Georgia. He was the son of Martin Luther King Sr., a prominent local preacher and civil rights leader. So his mother was Albertina King. So the reason why I'm bringing this in is that today it is his holiday. And maybe Zimbabweans can take a leaf out of him to do something without having these guns and other issues. So, Baba Ndlovu, konoke atembwala kukuthi Martin Luther King wemzwa esithi hayi phela kumele nxa sisilwa singasebenzisi izikhali. Wena ngizwe subambe izikhali lapha, ungazani izikhali kuyabe kuchisa amateki phela lapho. So, qedisa ke ingxoxo yakho, Baba Ndlovu.
Ingxoxo yami nansi ngiyokuthi siyazi ukuthi silabadala abanye abake basikhokhela abanjengabo Nelson Mandela, abanjengabo Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo eZimbabwe. Siyabazi sonke they had the wisdom yokuthi sometimes they try to negotiate their freedom, but if the other party does not reciprocate, this is why I'm talking about people who can actually put down their ego, their personality. Izinto zabo zonke bakhumbula abantu abahluphekayo abangelalupho. Those are the biggest victims at the moment. Mina I don't want to talk thinking about abantu abasethawuni, abantu abanye abadlale kuhle ukuthi waza avukethe ukuthi yes sifuna ama right ethu. Kulabantu abaku die situation as I'm talking right now. They are in a very very bad situation. Let's think about those people first. Right, if we don't wish to have any kind of violence, it means that we are not going to assist our systems as our violent. Nga ngikhuluma so ngakuthatha ngubisele move ukuthi right eZimbabwe laphana sibe lama elections. Ama elections angkhona sonke siwenza, we committed ourselves to ama elections. I was really praying that after the former president Robert Mugabe, Zimbabweans are going to have a sense of having a peaceful and a prosperous country. But right now we have gone back
into the violent issues of partisanship.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, like I've mentioned, I've called in this studio. There's a new ism which have cropped up and iyenze ilizwe libe kuma extremes. Abantu babe divided along the isms, which is now a new ism, a partisanism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People, irregardless of whatever, even if a person in ZANU-PF speaks a fact, as long as another person is an MTC, does not accept. As long as a person is ZANU-PF, an MTC person speaks a fact, the other one does not accept. When we have got such polarization, we now have got a dangerous element within the country. Right now,
the
biggest problem is that we don't have the meekly people to play a role, to form a government which is not partisan, which is Zimbabwean, which all Zimbabweans are going to own.
And
that's what we need at the present moment. But the problem with Obama parties, they won't accept that. There's no one who is able to swallow their pride and come down and say, no, bonke bayabe sithi siphiwe imandate yokuthi sibuse. You get the point.
Siyabonga Ndlovu sibili, hayi sibona ngazani ujaye sibili esikhonkosini. Ungadinelwa kusasa baba Ndlovu. Yes, yabonga. So, and then Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu actually sent a message while these two gentlemen were talking. She was saying kudos to the last two speakers.
Mm.
That is Miranda and Ndlovu. So then she adds by saying, Dube including without Akumelanga kubele looting the destruction of property. So I think this is should be part of this discussion. Asisoleni ukuchisa amatire and looting. So she says people must condemn looting and condemn, you know, burning tires and closing roads and, you know, those kind of things.
Mm.
So anyway, let's go back to our guy that we actually put on
hold. Mr. Shumba, she answers out in Daniel.
Miranda, I think.
Muchiripo, you're a partner. Manzo Satoru, Navava, Vapa, Runara, Equationese. Pane zvamungada kutaura here zvamungada kutsinira kana kuti zvamusingawirirani nazvo.
Yeah, I would want to add by saying nothing is difficult as long as the Zimbabweans are united. We are not a violent nation traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, here and there we once have got a violence of tribes in the early 80s, but our leaders came together and forged a unity accord 22 December 1987, and they come back together and they realize that what we are doing, I think we are hitting each other here for unnecessary. My only call is Zimbabweans, non-academic and academic, I think let's stop demonizing our country. We are so hating to an extent of listen to our political analysts whenever they are analyzing the situation and the leadership. It's about condemning everything. Yes, we need to condemn the bad and the applaud for those who are doing the right thing. And I'm saying, without unity, we are nowhere to go. That's why I said, I am a ZANU-PF supporter and I was born there in ZANU-PF. I joined ZANU-PF in 76. So, and I'm saying to you, the only way and the only route for us to come out of this mess, Comrade ED is taking the country, took the country in November last year. We can't expect miracles if he does not have subordinates that support him. Whoever might think of getting on his position today, whether it's from ZANU-PF, as long as this unity is not there, I don't think so. We are going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The only way for us to come out of this mess that has been affecting the country from the early 90s until today.
Just one question, Mr. Mananda. Mr. Mananda, one question. It seems as if you know, people are being brutalized almost the same way as ZAPU fell into the hands of ZANU-PF in the 1980s. And from your own experience, is this the exact thing that is happening? And what will happen thereafter. Do you see any unity government coming out of this kind of violence?
As I've already said, people have got the right to protest against the government in peaceful. But if a violence erupts, the government has to take measures to protect the properties, both public and the private. And above all, during that course, there are those who are doing the wrong things, such as Layava Notary Kiza Mwero. Ukuitazi nisumunge soka kutera mge sichitik. Andi kataura zendi chiti. Kuna wakuri kuitu wawano. Ina andi fungu kuti ndi nga kufarira. Andi kukuru ziri. Sino kuna kusaitika pa wano wangu. Sino kuna kusaitika kana pa msukuru wangu. Asa zunga mgu itika kunungu mnina wangu. Kwa zunga itika kunungu wano wala kiti wangu. Kana kunungu msukuru wangu. Kana kusawari wangu. Zunizo zo zunge zindi bata kwa katipomua. Asindi rekuti. The only way right now, if the president arrives in the country, is to invite all the societies that I've mentioned, the doctors' association, the teachers' association, the labor, the civil society. I'm talking of leaders. I'm not talking of everybody. I'm talking of leaders, the human rights organization. Let's sit together. Let's get the heart of building our country. And then we support our president. Give him a mandate of 5 years. Then we can condemn him after 5 years. We gave you the mandate, but you did not do anything.
Thank you so much.
We gave you the support, you didn't do nothing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda.
That's my thinking.
Yeah, thank you so much. Just a little bit. We've got stay on the line for a few minutes. We've got a caller on the line. Hey, Baba Wandi, I think maybe that's a strong speaking.
Magadini Parnarap.
Tinani Mahadini.
Tinani Murikupi.
Ndi Mkuma Mike.
Kwa Rusape. Magusari Mchitimbu. Tipe ofungwa zenyune nya ya Mdariro.
Zaka naka. Ini jino wana sekuti. Ramna nga kwa chaya. Pachawi ya kukula mila. Kakauya. Hapana chini. Chalani chibatila na chini. Because mu mwata. Kwa tingu rina ya ashikuko ni wataizu. Government ya wana wana kutuna mila. Aicha fe ya katuna mila. Zaka naka. Because. I didn't know the sun. Plus, if you know the way I can go to Villa, get Villa and go shark as I do. No,
Tenda zikuru ne mashoko yenyu. He's saying that there is no hope.
There's no hope.
Yeah, and even if the president returns, there's nothing he can do.
But he should call some. Mananda said there should be need for some kind of dialogue.
Yes,
and
yes.
Maybe people can say one or two things and then repair Zimbabwe, right? So I think normally we don't have any extra time here. It's not like soccer, but we have to thank our guests. In fact, they were our callers this evening. And we have to thank all Zimbabweans who are always following us here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Remember that we are always live streaming our shows on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We're also on Twitter, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Goodbye, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, and this is Tarono Kawande. Until we see you again next time, take care and good night.
Thank you.